brought to you by Penguin.
Dove Street by Julie Owen Moylan. Read by Aisha Antoine. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. Proverbs 31:25. Chapter 1. London, October 1958. Something was burning. A tall plume of black smoke curling high up into the air, accompanied by the crackling of bright orange flames. Edie blinked twice, slowing her pace before finally coming to a halt next to a rusty garden gate. The fizz of sparks climbed upwards, and just to be sure, she blinked again. But there it was. Someone had set a bonfire right in the middle of the pavement. It was one of those London streets that had become a canvas of tatty boarding houses. Windows filled with crooked pieces of cardboard saying room to let. The houses all looked the same. Bay-fronted with scruffy front gardens filled with dustbins, and children loitering on doorsteps with their runny noses and scraped knees. In one front garden sat an abandoned pram, still bearing the thick, dark traces of the coal it had recently carried, while a surly cat leapt from an open dustbin where it had been ferreting for scraps. Up ahead, the flames crawled high into the air, and the heavy black smoke turned to grey as it drifted over the upper part of the street, which was quite empty now, apart from a barefoot child playing hopscotch, the chalky white squares of the game scratched over the grey stones of the pavement. Edie watched as the girl tried to turn without putting her foot down. The sole was caked in grimy black dirt, and Edie couldn't help but stare. The child stuck out her defiant arms, wobbling violently, but forcing herself to hop back to safety. Suddenly aware she had an audience, her head jerked upwards. Pushing her wild, tangled hair out of her eyes, she glared at Edie, sticking her little pink tongue out.
"What are you looking at?"
the girl cried, and Edie hurried on, embarrassed by her own curiosity. She began to walk towards the strange bonfire up ahead of her, a furious blister forming on the back of her left heel. It was unseasonably warm for October, and she felt hot and tired. A trickle of sweat ran down the channel between her breasts. In her arms, she clutched a small cardboard suitcase to her chest as the handle had broken. The suitcase was bound up with string because the lock didn't work either, a neat little knot holding it all together. An old leather handbag nestled softly in the crook of her elbow. Edie was gripping a crumpled scrap of paper between her fingers. The skin around her fingernails was raw and broken where she'd been gnawing at them. From time to time, she checked it anxiously, although she knew the words off by heart now. 73 Dove Street. Pressing on, she glanced nervously behind, but there was nobody following her. The smoke began to claw at her eyes, and Edie didn't really want to go any further. But she couldn't go back either. It was too late. "You've made your bed, Edie Bud," she muttered to herself while mentally checking off the numbers of the houses one by one. There was number 65, with its sooty bushes either side of a bright green front door. The fire was getting closer now, and the smoke surrounded her. A few more steps, and Edie was standing outside number 69, the front garden a graveyard of wheels, most of them buckled, surrounded by the remains of broken prams and bicycles. A child's red scooter had been abandoned on the ground. She checked the piece of paper one last time, counting out loud. "It must be that one." Her mouth fell open as she gazed at the fierce blaze right there on the pavement outside her destination. Number 73 Dove Street. The house was a dirty red brick with a mud-brown front door, a black iron gate creaking back and forth on its squeaky hinges every time the wind blew. The front garden contained...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?